This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday will name former U.S. official Rena Amiri as a special envoy for Afghan women, girls, and human rights, according to two sources familiar with the decision. Amiri has spent two decades advising governments, the United Nations, and think tanks on issues related to Afghanistan. Under former President Barack Obama, she served as a senior advisor to the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. One of the sources also said Blinken will name Stephanie Foster, a State Department veteran, as a new senior advisor for women and girls on the Afghan relocation efforts. The appointments come more than 4 months after the Taliban overran the country as the former Western-backed government collapsed and the last U.S. troops withdrew after 20 years of war. Since then, the Taliban have curbed the rights of women and girls, most recently banning them from traveling long distances from home without a close male relative escorting them. School-aged girls have not been allowed to return to school since the takeover. U.S. officials say the Taliban is backtracking on its pledge to uphold human rights. The body of South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu will lie in state for 2 days ahead of his funeral on Saturday, New Year's Day. Tutu was initially scheduled to lie in state only on Friday at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town. But on Tuesday, his two foundations said the memorial has been moved up to Thursday to accommodate the thousands of mourners expected to pay a final farewell to the Archbishop. The legendary anti-apartheid fighter and supporter of LGBTQ rights died on Sunday at the age of 90 at a Cape Town nursing home. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid as a man of his word. Reid died Tuesday at his home in the western state of Nevada at the age of 82 after a 4-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid served in the U.S. Congress for over 3 decades, beginning in 1983, first as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, later becoming a U.S. senator. He served as Senate Majority Leader when Democrats held the chamber from 2007 to 2014. During that time, Reid oversaw passage of several key parts of then-President Barack Obama's administration, including the Affordable Care Act and Wall Street reform. He retired from the Senate in 2016 after suffering serious injuries in an accident while exercising at home. The death toll from a shooting spree in the western U.S. state of Colorado has now risen to 5. Monday's rampage left 3 people dead in downtown Denver, while 2 other fatalities occurred in the nearby suburb of Lakewood. The suspected gunman was shot and killed after engaging in a gun battle with a Lakewood police officer. The officer and one other person were wounded in the rampage. Denver police say they had previously investigated the suspect in 2020 and earlier this year. No charges had been filed against him. Coronavirus testing sites across the United States are being overwhelmed amid a surge in cases propelled by the Omicron variant. Long lines began just before Christmas as people took precautions for the holidays. Heavy snow has continued to fall in the Lake Tahoe area of the U.S. state of California, breaking a record of 4.5 meters set in 1970. And a Bosnian war crimes prosecutor has indicted 9 Bosnian Serbs for the killing of around 100 Bosnian Muslims, including 7 entire families, during the Bosnian War in the early 1990s. The Bosnian prosecutor's office made that statement on Wednesday. 26 years after the end of its war, Bosnia is still searching for people who went missing during the fighting and seeking justice against the suspected perpetrators. The 9 men, the former members and commanders of the Bosnian Serb wartime army, are accused of killing the Bosnian civilians, including dozens of women, elderly people, and small children. And U.S. National Football League coaching great John Madden died Tuesday at the age of 85 at his home in California. He coached the Oakland Raiders for a decade, beginning in 1967. He then led the Raiders to a Super Bowl win over the Vikings of Minnesota in 1977. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.